I'm sorry I was late for the service, Mum. Thanks for coming to sit with me.
Don't be silly. How are you, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. Still here.
How's Alice? She wasn't helping on the fair trade stall.
I don't know how she is. I've hardly seen her. She's still not speaking to me.
Oh, dear. I was hoping things might have got a bit better.
Oh, Mum. You haven't got a few minutes, have you? Do you have to get back for Jack?
I'm sure Jack will be fine with Lillian for a little while longer.
You sure?
Of course.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Linda.
Jennifer, is everything all right? You look very drawn. You too, Peggy. Oh, my goodness, it's not Jack, is it?
No, Jack's in good spirits this morning, thank you. How's your baby Lana?
Oh, Salieri's doing very well indeed. He's such a lively little fellow.
Why don't you and Jack come to see him?
Oh, yes, perhaps.
Well, I must dash. Our first guests arrived yesterday and I haven't had a chance to meet them yet. Bye now.
Goodbye. There, you see, people can be very caring.
Or nosy. As soon as this gets out, I won't be able to go anywhere without people like her whispering behind my back.
But there will be a lot of sympathy, too.
I don't want sympathy, Mum. Didn't you see how Amy looked at me as we walked past the store? I mean, it was obvious that Alice has told her everything. Oh, I can't bear to be pitied.
Yes, there will be gossip, and it'll be hard for you. But you'll find the strength to get through it.
Will I?
I know you will. I remember how strong you were when people gossiped about your father. I was so proud of how you coped.
Well, that was a long time ago, and I was young then. Tougher.
But look at the strength you've shown so far.
Oh, it takes such a lot of effort.
I know, dear.
And Alice, how can I help her if she won't let me in?
You must just keep trying.
Well, I will, of course.
She's young, Jennifer. And she's just as tough as you were.
Well, I hope so.
She'll survive. And I'm here whenever you or she want to talk.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
Wish there was more I could do to help.
Well, there isn't. But thanks. Well, I mustn't keep you. Lillian will be wondering where you are.
Yes, I'd better go. Oh, there is something I could do, perhaps.
Yes?
If you'd like, I could tell Lillian and Tony for you, if that would ease the burden a little.
Oh, would you, Mum?
Yes, of course. I could ask Tony to come over to the lodge now, and if he's free, I'll tell them both.
Oh, thank you. That would help.
I'll phone you this afternoon.
Oh, right. And I need to speak to Alan. See, I don't know whether Amy's told him anything or not.
Just a sec.
I've got those yoghurts you wanted.
Ah, oh, cheers, Tony. I'd have called for them myself.
That's no problem. I was off up to see Mike anyway.
Oh, it's very good of you.
Yeah. Handy little machines, these, with a lawn this size.
Linda did wonder whether to get rid of it, but I managed to convince her otherwise.
Oh, good. You managed to see any of the game yesterday?
No, I wanted to make sure I was here for when the Horrocks arrived, our B&B guests.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I won't be missing next Sunday's match.
I know. I'm almost hoping we don't get another booking here.
Yeah, the nerve of Netherbourne, eh? Playing a semi-pro bowler. Huh.
And where did it get them?
Yeah, exactly. Thank heavens that bloke tipped Sid the wink.
Well, we've got to focus on the county final now. Forsyth Magna. Has Alistair picked the team?
No, not yet. Tom's hoping he'll be playing.
Yeah, I think everyone is. Most of the lads are up for extra nets.
Hello, Tony. How's everyone?
Morning, Linda. Fine, thanks. Oh, sorry. It's Mum. I'd better take it. I should get going anyway.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Bye.
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 Hello, Mum.
Well, Robert?
Oh, sorry, how was church?
Oh, church was fine. I meant, what about our guests?
Well, they've left to meet up with their friends. They enjoyed breakfast, though.
Good. Did you get a chance to chat with them?
Well, a bit.
And, Robert, what are they like?
Perfectly nice.
Nice? How will I know how to guide them to the places they'll find interesting if I know nothing about them?
Well, let's see. They're called Horrocks. from near Manchester.
Yes, that much I know.
A bit younger than us, I'd say. He's an ex-police officer. She's a receptionist.
Oh, we have something in common. Anything else?
No, they're here to visit friends who moved to the area last year for work reasons. Oh, and she has hay fever.
Ah, fellow sufferer.
They'll be very interested in the allergen-free garden. I'll show them round later.
Lindy, we're not here to become their best friends, you know.
Of course not.
We're just here to offer them our hospitality and make their stay a pleasant one.
Robert, I'm quite aware of that. I just want to make sure they feel at home and well looked after. That's all.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Siobhan Hathaway.
I'm sorry to say so, Lillian, but yes.
And Brian.
But when? A son? I mean, when did all this happen?
Rory's 4.
5 years ago? And you said nothing?
There was no point, Tony. Brian swore the affair was over and she moved to Germany.
Oh, poor Jenny.
Yes.
No wonder she's been so stressed and exhausted over the past few weeks.
Yes, so she'll need all the help and support you can give her.
And they were talking about retiring to some place in the sun. She'd even got Brian looking at estate agents on the internet.
That won't be an option now, of course.
No, just a minute. That won't be an option.
Of course not.
Am I the only one thinking straight here?
What do you mean?
Well, Siobhan's dead. Jennifer's been to Ireland and met this kid. Suddenly he's coming here to live at Home Farm? Since when was that a foregone conclusion?
That's what has been decided.
Well, that's what Brian's decided, you mean?
Not at all.
Oh, no, come off it, Mum. I can't believe Jennifer wants the 4-year-old kid of her husband's mistress.
Well, of course it hasn't been easy for her.
No, I'll bet. I bet Brian had to do some serious arm-twisting to make her agree.
Tony, you're not helping. Mum's just passing on what she knows.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not accepting this as red like you seem to be doing. Now, just think about it for a minute, Lillian. See it from our sister's point of view. What she's had to put up with from that man. Now he has an affair with someone else's wife,
Tony,
and has a child by her. Then he expects his wife to give over her whole life to bring it up.
Oh, shut up, Tony.
That's quite enough.
I can't believe you two. I can't believe no one's standing up for Jennifer in all this.
It's not a question of standing up for her. She and Brian have gone through the mill trying to decide what to do. Jennifer has agonised for weeks over this, and let me tell you, it isn't over yet. Not by any means.
Which is why she'll need our support.
Oh, no, that's not what she needs. What she needs is someone to tell it like it is to Brian Aldridge.
This is stupid. You'll just make things worse.
Tony, please.
Yeah, well, all right. But I'd like to hear it from her.
Just not today, please. Jennifer has quite enough to contend with.
The roast will be about half an hour.
What vegetables would you like, apart from new potatoes?
What have we got?
Cauliflower, sugar snap peas.
Yeah, both those, please. Lovely.
Robert, those are my notices.
Yeah.
Well, why have you taken them down?
Linda, we can't put rules and regulations all over the house. This is a B&B, not an institution.
But how will the guests know to cover the TV in their room with a plastic cloth? Or not to leave their walking boots by the front door.
If they've booked us because they're into feng shui, they'll know those things already, won't they?
Yes,
but... And if they don't, well, it won't have to matter.
But it's not...
Sorry, but it is very off-putting.
Well, all right, if you think so, Robert.
Thank you, I do.
Just been speaking to Mrs. Horrocks, actually.
Have you? When?
While you were finishing the mowing. They popped back for their camera.
Oh.
You needn't look like that, Robert. I haven't held them up.
I didn't think you had.
I was just chatting to her while she waited for her husband, and she complimented me on my welcome pack.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Mm. She went farther than that. She mentioned my writing style. Praised it, actually.
She's got good taste, then.
So she must know something about writing, don't you think?
And
she might be interested in reading the letter about the llamas when it's published in Borsetshire Life this week.
Possibly.
In fact, I could print off a copy to give her later.
Look, there's plenty of time. They're here all week.
Yes, you're right.
Good.
They'll be back this afternoon before they go out for the evening, she said.
Did she?
And I thought they might like afternoon tea. Got lots of Home Farm strawberries, haven't we?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'll take them to the paddock to see the llamas. And I can show her the letter then.
What is it?
Oh, Brian. It's a card. It was in the bin.
Was it for me?
Yes. Oh, Alice must have written it days ago.
And thrown it away today. Jenny, come and sit down.
I've got lunch to finish.
No, lunch can wait. Come on, sit down. Come on, I'll make you a coffee.
Yes, all right.
How was church?
Well, I wanted to speak to Alan after the service, but Usha was with him.
Right.
If he knows, he kept it well hidden. But Alice has obviously spoken to Amy.
Where is Alice?
Oh, she won't speak to me. She's either out or locked in her room. And if she's there, she's sleeping or on the phone. Oh, I don't know what she's thinking or doing.
Jenny, she's very level-headed.
But I can't help worrying about her. I am her mother. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'll try and speak to her.
Well, if she won't talk to me, she's not going to talk to you, is she?
I can try. Jenny, I'd like to go back to Ireland later this week.
Right. How is Rory?
I don't really know.
Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I rang Bridget this morning and I don't think she's coping well with him.
Well, I don't suppose she is.
And I thought if I went, I could see how he is and perhaps bring some of his things back with me.
Yes, yes, all right. You may as well.
Thank you. And I will try and talk to Alice.
I keep going over how we handled all this.
Yeah, so do I.
Thinking about all the opportunities we had to break it to her. And why we decided not to.
And every time there was always a good, solid reason to keep it from her.
But was there?
Yes.
I mean, did we do it for the right reasons or did we just lack the courage?
No, not at all. We did what we thought was right to keep us all together.
And it's torn us apart.
Well, I'll do whatever it takes to put that right, I promise.
Don't make any promises.
Did think Kate might have phoned today.
I was hoping you'd forget.
Well, perhaps she forgot. You know, living in South Africa.
Perhaps.
And Debbie. Well, so much for Father's Day, eh?
Oh, for goodness sake, Tom. You did tell her what time to be here.
Dad, chill out. Brenda didn't have to volunteer to spend her day off weeding carrots.
No, but having said she would, you'd think she could be on time.
She won't be long. She's just sorting something out for tonight with Hayley. I'm off out for a run with Kevin Roy. I've made sure Alistair knows I'm well up for playing on Sunday.
Oh, good.
I can't believe we've got to the Borsetshire final, can you? I knew we'd improved our game, and, well, Kev's made a real difference, but still, I reckon there's a real chance we could get to Lord's.
Look, if Brenda's not here in the next couple of minutes...
Hold on. Yep, there she is. That's her car.
Oh, at last.
So who was that guy Mum and Ruth were on about this morning?
Who?
Oh, Gary? Gareth?
Oh, Grey Bostock.
And? He is...
It's an idea Oliver Sterling latched onto.
What is?
Leafleting in support of the dairy industry.
Oh, good idea. And Ruth's up for it too?
Yeah, apparently.
Hi, Tony. Sorry I'm late.
Mum?
Debbie! Oh, darling!
Oh, it's good to see you.
Oh, Debbie, I can't believe you're here.
Oh. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. It was a bit of an impulse thing.
Yes.
Last time we spoke.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to check up on you and Alice for myself.
Oh, darling. Oh, it's really kind of you.
Well, I wasn't sure I'd be able to get a flight. How are you?
Oh, surviving. How long are you here for?
Well, it's a flying visit, I'm afraid. We're up to our eyes, so I can't stay longer than a couple of days. I wish I could.
Well, never mind, you're here now. It's wonderful to see you. Alice will be so pleased.
Yeah, where is she?
She's out on spearmint.
And Brian?
At a meeting. Sit down and let me get you a coffee.
Oh, thanks. What are you doing? Having a clear out?
Oh, I'm fitting childproof locks to the drawers and the cupboard doors.
And he's left you to do this on your own as well, has he?
Well, He doesn't know. Anyway, I'd rather be busy.
He's completely railroaded you into all this, hasn't he, Mum? Do you both realise what he's asked you to take on?
Debbie, I've told you, it's not like that.
A four-year-old child. Her four-year-old child.
Of course, it's not what I wanted.
And you'll be responsible for bringing him up for the rest of your life.
You must understand one thing. Brian wasn't going to give him up.
I bet he wasn't.
And Rory's the innocent party in all this. He's such an adorable little boy.
Wait a minute. You've met him?
Can you slow down a bit, Dad?
Why? Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
And have you seen the ideas on the website for the Grange Farm Cheese Competition?
I know. Helen's well unimpressed with suggestions so far.
And I last looked, somebody had signed themselves in as the village idiot and suggested they call it Sterling Sock.
Yeah, she said. Funny, isn't it?
I like Malins. Holy cow, if it's a holy cheese. Ow!
Careful, Dad.
Sorry.
Hey, have you heard what Fallon's doing for her birthday?
A big party, I hope.
Nope. She and Ed are going out together for an Italian. What's that about?
And they're still telling everyone that they're not seeing each other?
Yeah, just good mates.
Whatever.
Why? Do you think they're getting together?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit more convincing than your dad and Lillian, though.
Oh, don't. I told you how nice she was to me last week. It was creepy.
Mum, look, I'm here now. Whatever he's coerced you into, we can tackle him together. You don't have to do any of this. It just isn't your responsibility.
No, Debbie. I know you mean well and you're thinking of me.
Yes, of course I am. He isn't.
No. We're way past that stage now.
But...
No, Mum... Look, I haven't been coerced. Oh, credit me with being stronger than that.
But I know how you sacrifice yourself for other people's happiness. And I know how manipulative he can be and how he'd play on that.
Look, it wasn't like that at all. I made my own decision about Rory, freely and in my own time. And Brian gave me the space to do it. And as I said, we are way past that stage. Rory... is coming here to live with us.
I see.
But what I really need is your help with Alice. She is so angry.
Yes, I know. She's been ringing me.
I thought so. I'm terribly worried about her.
Yeah, you must be.
I'm not expecting miracles. I can imagine what she's going through, trying to come to terms with what's happened. And I know it's going to be a long process. But if she just... open up a little bit to me.
I'll try and talk to her.
My worst fear is that she'll distance herself altogether from us.
Yeah.
She'll leave in her gap year and then go off to university and all this will... Well, it'll never be resolved. You hear of situations where family members haven't spoken in years and... You know, I always wondered how that ever came about. And now I can... so easily imagine that happening to us.
That won't happen, Mum. Not if I can help it. But it won't be easy. She's devastated.
So, you think Lillian's interest in your results is, stepmotherly?
Tom, stop it! This is serious. I was nearly tempted to check Dad's mobile for text this morning when I called in.
Oh, you are joking.
Well, don't worry, I didn't.
I mean, Mike's great, but can you seriously imagine her dumping millionaire Matt for him?
No.
So?
But that's worse. She's going behind Matt's back. I mean, Matt Crawford.
What, Borsich's answer to the craze?
Tom!
Or Tony Soprano? What do you think he'd do? Make Mike a concrete overcoat and chuck him in the arm?
Don't be daft.
Oh, Brenda, I just don't believe it. Be honest. Your dad and Lillian, Mike really isn't her type.
I don't know. He's very pally with Eddie.
Well, it's like Hayley said. You can't do anything until Mike comes out with it and tells you what he's up to.
I suppose. I'm parched. Do you think your dad will let us have a break sometime soon?
Ask him.
He'll probably bite my head off. Tony! Tony!
Hello?
We could do with a coffee break.
When we get to the end of this row.
Okay.
Tom, you think you could get Fallon in to work beside Brenda for a couple of hours this afternoon? And you drive the tractor?
I can give her a call.
Good. Only there's something I need to do.
Good boy, Spearmint. Hey.
Hi, Alice.
Debbie! You made it!
I got here a couple of hours ago.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you too.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. How long can you stay?
Yeah, I've got to go back tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I know.
So soon?
But at least I'm here now, eh? Come on, let's see to Spearmint and we'll have all afternoon together.
Good boy.
Where did you get to? I was waiting for you.
The Bridleway, 3 litres.
You should take your mobile with you.
I did. It was off.
Alice, Mum just wants to talk to you.
Can we not talk about them?
No, not them. Just Mum. She's very hurt.
Debbie.
And she's worried about you.
Please. I don't want to talk about them or even think about them. Debbie? Why don't I come to Hungary to stay with you?
When? Now?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I could stay with you before I go to South Africa in the autumn. And, well, there's nothing keeping me here, and I was only going to get a summer job to earn a bit of cash.
I don't know.
And I could do that there. I could work in your office on the computer.
I've got a secretary.
Or cleaning or anything.
Alice.
Please don't say no.
Alice. I'd love to have you stay with me. But if you leave now, Mum would think she's lost you, and that would break her heart.
But what about me?
Mum cares about how you feel, and so do I. That's why I think you should stay. Running away might seem like a good idea, but if you don't make it up with Mum...
I said I didn't want to talk about them.
I know, and I'll shut up now, but for Mum's sake...
What?
Well, maybe you could give it a try. Meet Ruri, see how you feel. What do you think?
Afternoon, Tony.
Didn't you see me flashing you to pull over?
No, sorry.
You boss! You absolute selfish bastard!
Get off me!
Do you realise what you're putting my sister through? Do you? Do you have the faintest idea what you're asking of her?
Tony, please!
What a sacrifice you're asking of the
man! Get off me!
And what, you owe her? Forever?
Of course I do!
Oh, really? Well, God knows how you got her to agree, but I'm going to be watching you, Brian. And if this makes my sister's life impossible, I'll make sure she leaves you.
Get out of here!
You just remember that, Brian.
How much cheese do you want on your potato?
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah, I'm absolutely starving.
Me too.
Were you out early?
No, but I skipped breakfast.
Alice. Ooh, all those are hot. Butter?
No thanks, just cheese.
Right, so you went.
Debbie!
Hello.
That's fine, thanks, Debbie.
When did you get here?
This morning. Alice, look, just hang on, we'll eat outside if you like.
I'll take it up to my room.
Alice.
Thanks for that.
Debbie.
Don't bother.
It's obvious you haven't come for me.
10 out of 10.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Can you just drop the sarcasm and talk properly
about
this?
You really think we have anything more to say to each other after what you said last week, after all this?
I'm trying to explain something to you.
And I'm not listening.
Don't walk away from me.
And don't you dare presume I want to hear any more from you.
Right, well, just listen.
You think you deserve it?
I deserve better than this.
And what does Mum deserve?
Yes, you're right, yes. I've caused her untold grief through my relationship with Siobhan and everything that's happened as a result of it. And boy, didn't you punish me for it.
You selfish, self-righteous... This is not about you.
And it's not about you either. I neither asked for nor wanted this situation, but I have to do what I can with it. I have responsibilities, and I'm dealing with them in the best way I can.
Yes, by wrecking everyone's lives. I see.
Oh, not until Thursday. Oh, it's a pity. And I bought the sexiest pair of dance shoes. They're just the thing for the tango. Oh, what do you mean? I haven't stood on your feet for ages, have I?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, better go. Thursday, four-ish, then.
Lillian.
OK, see you then, darling.
Who was that?
Oh, Matt, darling, you don't want to know.
What, Jennifer, was it? How is she?
Oh, I just wish Mum had told me weeks ago. Then I'd been able to give her some support instead of her struggling alone.
Things still bad, aren't
they? As I said, you don't want to know.
All right, you can save it for later then, Pussycat. I'll be back about 5:30, all
right? OK, I'll try to be back then, too.
Well, what are you up to?
Up to?
This afternoon.
Oh, I'm taking Mum to the garden centre once we drop Jack off at the daycare centre, and then I'm going to pop in on Jenny.
Right. You haven't seen Brenda Tucker this week, have you?
Why?
Good grief, Lillian, it's nothing important. Look, I'd better go or I'll be late for my meeting.
Conveniently.
Go on or you'll be late too. See you later. Mwah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Looks more like a doorstop than a slice of bread. Here, let the expert through. What do you want, Miss Adam?
Have we got any more of that blackcurrant jam?
Wouldn't you be better off with ham and cheese or something? Well, there's some beautiful Italian boar salami.
No, I need a sugar rush. Can you do me a favour later, Ian?
Name it, yeah.
Collect the money from the fishing lake. I'm just not going to have time.
Sure, no problem.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie. Morning. Adam, could you switch that off for me, please? Mm-hmm.
Jam sarnie? Oh, when you have a day off work, you really have a day off work, then.
Yeah, this is for your brother, pleb that he is.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Debbie.
Well, come on. Give the girl a cup of coffee.
Of course, sorry. Milk, no sugar?
Yes, please.
When's your flight?
Isn't that typical? It's the first question you ask when you arrive somewhere. When do you leave?
It's tonight, so I'll be setting off for Gatwick soon.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Debbie, what can I get for a woman with a more refined palate?
You haven't been baking by any chance, have you?
I might have.
Flapjacks?
You're in luck.
Oh, fantastic. But don't let me stop you eating.
Sure.
Of course. The farm seems in great shape, Adam.
Oh, cheers.
Can't have been easy this last couple of months, but I think you're doing a great job.
Help yourself, Debbie.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you saying so.
Look, I've not got long. Can we be up front about this?
I think we need to, don't you?
I just wanted to ask why you didn't let me know what was going on here.
Okay. Well, basically, it wasn't my story, and I didn't want to preempt Brian. I thought he'd pretty much tell you straight away. Then when he didn't, well...
You assumed he would any day.
That's it.
Yes, I can see your difficulty.
The thing is, well, the way we'd been, you know, the way things were over the farm.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make things even more difficult between us than they already were.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, to be honest, I mean, if you don't mind my button in here.
Go on.
Well, Adam, you knew how hurt Debbie had been about the affair in the first place.
Right. And you hoped this would all go away?
Something like that.
I see.
I knew how far you'd come in repairing things with Brian. I didn't want to be the one to upset the apple cart again, especially if it wasn't necessary.
Thanks, Adam.
Just doing what anyone would have done.
I don't think so. That's so thoughtful, really. Thank you.
Pointless, as it turns out, but anyway.
The other thing that's really worrying me is Alice.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I had another good talk with her this morning. I tried to get her to see things a little bit from Mum's perspective, yeah. You know, but I don't know whether what I said went in one ear and out the other.
She needs time to get her head round it.
You know, she asked if she could come and live in Hungary with me before she goes to Kate's.
I didn't, no.
It would break Mum's heart if they didn't make up before she leaves on her gap year.
You did say she could stay here if she needs some space.
Oh, great.
I'll do what I can, Debbie.
Just make sure she doesn't do anything silly.
We will.
I keep the lines of communication open and be ready to listen when she's ready to talk.
Thanks. Yeah, that'd be good.
And I know she'll phone you. For the moment, that's all we can do.
Now, come on, Janet. Where's the gin?
On the shelf there.
What we need is a couple of stiff G&Ts inside us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So, what's with all these colour charts and bits of material, then?
Oh, Lord. I've been sitting staring at them all afternoon. They're for the... You know, we need to do up a bedroom for Rory.
Of course.
Oh, I just can't focus my mind on it.
Yes, I can see your problem.
I was going to ask Alice her opinion.
Yeah, get that inside you.
Ooh, thanks.
Budge up! How is Alice?
Oh, I don't know. She bit my head off when I asked where she was going. She said she's 18 and she doesn't have to explain her comings and goings to me.
So you didn't get round to asking her about colour schemes?
Well, I'm just trying to keep talking to her at the moment. But of course I'm worried about where she is and what she's doing.
She's a sensible kid, Jenny. More Debbie and Adam than Kate.
I know that, but how can I reach out to her?
You've got to remember that she's grieving too, in a way. Her life isn't how she's had it all mapped out anymore.
No, that's true.
Father isn't the man she thought he was.
That's so sad.
You know, maybe she lashed out because she still feels that you're treating her like a child. Have you thought of that?
No, I just assumed she was trying to punish me.
Well, maybe you need to trust her a bit. Trust her not to do anything stupid and trust her to come round in her own time.
But I can't stop worrying about her.
No. But you could believe in her a bit more. She's our mother's daughter. She's tough, like you are.
That's what Mum said.
Well, there you are, then. Now, come on, let's have a look at these charts.
Right, well, what do you think?
Oh, good heavens, it's a very long time since I decorated a room for a little boy. What colour was his room at home?
You mean in Germany? Well, I can ask Brian.
Well, just do it up as much like his old room as possible. That's what I'd do.
Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, look, Jenny, I'll get a number of Matt's contract people and get them to send someone in. They'll have it done in a jiffy.
And if you rub a bit of the husk off the kernel, you can tell how ripe it is by how hard it is, see?
Oh, yeah, fascinating.
Am I keeping you awake?
No, I mean it is, it's interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I'm glad Debbie called.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, I feel like we've, I don't know, crossed a bridge somehow.
Oh, ill one day.
Yeah, I bet you never realised what you'd taken on when you and I got together, did you?
Oh, well, I had a fair inkling. Oh, did you say there's extra cricket practice tonight?
Well, Alistair's keen for anyone available to put an hour in, but it's not like I need to make up excuses with everything I've got to do.
Well, listen, why don't you go? Well, I can pick up the riding course takings and close it down for the night.
Trying to get rid of me?
Yeah.
You wanted a quiet night in?
I do want a quiet night in.
So
by the time Nats is over, the hot tub should be just right. I'll put some beers and ice and absolutely ban any conversations about family or work.
Sounds good to me.
Just smell these.
Yeah, I told Doreen not to come back until she found a bunch of roses that actually had a scent.
They're gorgeous, Matt, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Who's Doreen?
It's him.
Oh?
Yeah, 50 Fountain Frumpy.
Did I say anything? Just wondered why he bought me a bouquet of roses.
I thought you deserved them, that's all. It's been a hard few days for you, Lillian.
Yeah, it has.
I have got one little tiny favour to ask, though.
I thought so.
Not that I'm buttering you up or anything.
Of course not.
You know, I like to buy you things.
Get on with it.
And it was you who got me thinking along these lines in the first place. You've got to remember.
You're bored now. Spit it out.
It's about Brenda Tucker.
Is it?
Yeah, I was thinking about what you said about her exam results.
Oh, yes.
Not that I rate exam results particularly, but coupled with how well your nephew's gourmet grill seems to have done since she came on board, and her imaginative marketing ideas.
What?
Well, I just think there's a clever little brain whirring away under that ditzy exterior.
Possibly.
But I know you haven't seen eye to eye with her in the past.
Oh, you can say that again.
And after all, it was James who broke her heart.
Broke her heart?
Yeah, but what do I know? The thing is, she's very ballsy too. You know, thinking back to the Chalkman thing. And her being pretty isn't exactly a hindrance either. Only in the sense that it's very useful having a pretty girl around. All those unreconstructed alpha males in the conference room can be reduced to silly schoolboys by a fluttered eyelash or a flash of leg.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, it isn't half coming useful when you want to take their eye off the ball in a meeting, I can tell you. Very handy.
But where is all this leading?
Right. She's sparky, attractive, if you like that sort of thing, and she's obviously going to have the paperwork to back it all up. So I was thinking of taking her on as a sort of apprentice.
Were you?
I'll get all the advantages I just told you about. She'll get some proper work experience out of it. See how things really work in the big wide world of business. So, what do you think then, Lillian?
Yeah, good idea.
Good, good. Glad you think so.
No, I think it's a fabulous idea, darling. If she can be such an asset and she's got potential, then you should absolutely offer it to her.
Well, I'm pleased you think like that. As a matter of fact, I've invited her in for a chat on Thursday.
Thursday? Morning or afternoon?
Afternoon, why?
Oh, nothing. Well, that's settled then. I look forward to hearing what you think after you've spoken to her.
Good. Yeah. And, how was your day?
Oh, Jenny was tying herself in knots trying to figure out how to decorate a bedroom for Rory.
When does she want it done? I'll send my contractors in.
That's what I suggested. Look, if you give me the number, I could ring them tomorrow for her.
No, I'll ring. Denny owes me one, and I'll offer the lads a bit of an incentive.
Oh, thanks, darling. She'll be very relieved.
Ah, no problem, Busquet.
Brian should think himself damn lucky to have a wife like her.
The old dog, eh? I wonder if there's any more little Aldridges running around out there.
Yeah, well, there better not be any little Crawfords, because there's no way I'd take on anybody else's kid like she's doing.
I always knew he was a smooth operator.
Look, you can wipe that smirk off your face, Matt. I told you on Sunday you can't breathe a word of this outside these four walls.
Don't worry, I'm not about to.
I mean it, Matt. Not so much as a veiled gag or a throwaway comment. The family will have enough to cope with from village gossip when the child arrives.
Go on now, there you go.
Right.
Oh, Pat rang up about the Leaferton idea. She really wants to know more.
Yeah?
She's going to join me and Oliver and Ed at the Royal. That's...
Reach a lot of people that way. Food hall's always packed.
Yeah, well, Helen's going to be there anyway.
Oh, of course.
Great. You know, the bloke got Oliver interested. He thinks we should have leaflets ready to give out wherever we are. Spread the word.
Oh, the Billy Grahams of dairy farming, eh?
People are interested, though, aren't they?
You sure we'll have time for all this after tomorrow?
Why? What's tomorrow?
When the Fate Committee gets its talons into you.
Oh, the Fate Committee meeting.
Have you got your big idea at the ready?
When have I had time to think of a big idea?
Come on, surely you can think of something to rival spile troshing or gut barging.
No, and neither can Jill.
Hello?
Oh, hey, listen, do you want to kneel at Linda's feet now and get it over with, or shall I get the sword and you can do the decent thing?
Hi, Linda.
Morning.
Morning.
How are your guests doing?
Yeah, Robert told us all about them last night in the bull after Net. He said they went to Lower Loxley. Did they like what they saw?
Well, they're fine, thank you. I'm rather more concerned about what they haven't seen, I hope.
No, it's a bit early in the morning to be cryptic, I'm afraid.
Someone, some cynical, selfish lout, has dumped a load of builder's rubble over the wall into my garden.
Fly tippers? That's bad news.
And I just hope the Horrocks haven't had to witness it.
I see.
Do you know, there are bits of broken WC strewn all over my love in idleness.
Your...
Violets, David. It's the Shakespeare's by part of the garden, which luckily I took Tina through yesterday. It'll all have to be replanted.
That's a shame.
Anyway, I think it's a parish council matter, David.
Yes, yeah. We'll bring it up again at the next meeting. It's getting beyond a joke.
I've brought you a cup of tea.
I don't want it.
Well, I'll leave it on here in case you change your mind.
Whatever.
Alice,
Can you sit up, please? I want to talk to you.
What?
Please. I'd like to know where you've been disappearing off to when you're not riding Spearmint.
Out.
Oh, come on, Alice, you're not 14. I want more than just out.
Exactly. I'm not 14.
Oh, I know you're entitled to come and go as you please, but I am still your mother, and I'd still like to know where you are and who you're with. Darling, I love you. Nothing's changed there. I still care that you're all right.
I've been hanging out with Amy. We've been to Borchester a couple of nights.
And in the daytime?
Just into college, that's all.
College? But I
thought you... To the coffee bar.
Oh, I see.
So you can stop worrying about me now, can't you?
Oh, I'll never do that. Why the college coffee bar?
Well, at least there you get a decent conversation. Nobody goes on about this.
Oh, I see. Alice, you can't keep on trying to avoid discussing it. Look, we have to make plans. Your father's gone to Ireland today.
You see? This is exactly why I've been staying out as much as possible. Why don't you understand? I don't give a toss where he's gone or about what's happening. I can't wait to go to South Africa and get as far away as possible from him and here and everything.
Alice, don't say that.
It's true. And I don't know why you don't feel the same, Mum. What's the matter with you?
Well, I've been angry. Of course I have.
Don't you want to hurt him back for what he's done to you?
Well, what good would that do?
Well, you should have thrown him out. Why didn't you?
Because I love your father.
Well, how can you?
Well, of course I hate what he's done. I was devastated when I discovered what had been going on.
So what stopped you from leaving him?
I thought about it. I went deny it. But you can't stop loving someone. Just like that. Like turning off a tap.
Yes, you can.
Alice, this has been a terrible time for your father. Don't think he hasn't suffered. And you see, your father could have left me. Us. For Siobhan, but he didn't. He chose to stay with us.
He didn't want to leave his precious farm, you mean?
No, Alice. You and me. He loves us. Darling.
Don't.
All right.
Leave me alone.
Yes. All right, darling.
Whoops, sorry.
Sorry, Adam.
No harm done.
How are things?
Well, under control, should we say.
That's something, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm most worried about Alice at the moment. Not easy for her.
I'm sure.
Anyway.
Looking forward to the match on Sunday.
Can't wait.
Daft question. David said Sid's umpiring.
With a Fawcett Magna man, yeah. He's very nervous.
After what the Netherbourne guy went through, I don't blame him.
Oh, I never got around to thanking you for sending Pip and Izzy up to help at the riding course at the weekend.
Oh, no problem.
You don't think they'd do it again this weekend, do you?
I don't know what their plans are, but I'll give Pip your mobile number, shall I? Then she can sort it out with you herself.
Oh, Ruth, hello again.
Great, thanks. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Adam. Just got my copy of Borsetshire Life, hot off the press.
Anything interesting in it?
I'm quietly confident.
Oh.
You just wait there for a moment.
Did Robert manage to get anyone to shift the builder's rubble?
I'm afraid not. The council aren't interested.
No, they're not if it's private land.
So he's decided to order a mini skip once he's finished with the breakfast.
Oh, there's no need for him to do that. I'll ask David to give him a hand. He'll come over with the trailer.
Oh, thank you, Ruth.
They'll charge at the tip and it'll be cheaper than the skip.
That would be very kind of him. Well, cheek of the man.
What's the matter?
Glen Whitehouse, that's what. He's rejected my letter.
Oh, what letter's this?
About the llamas, which Tina Horrocks said she found sweet, amusing and informative.
Is she some sort of authority?
She's my B&B guest.
Not that she said in so many words that she's an expert, but I can tell by the quality of her literary criticism that she knows a great deal about writing.
I see, and she liked the letter, I take it.
Oh, yes, which proves my suspicions incontrovertibly. Glenn Whitehouse, the editor of this so-called magazine, has blacklisted me.
What do you want?
Oh, I've been thinking about Adam's birthday.
What about it?
Well, I'd like to do something a little bit special for him.
But he's already told you what he wants.
Well, I know what he said.
Ian and he are just having their own quiet celebration. Just the two of them. That's what Adam wants.
It is his 40th, and I thought perhaps lunch with Gran and Auntie Lillian.
Oh, and everybody and sitting around with party hats on, singing.
No, not at all.
I don't think so, do you, Mum? Really? Us playing happy families all together? It's so fake. You can do what you like, but I won't be coming.
Hello?
Oh, come in, David.
Hi, Linda. I brought the trailer. Is Robert about?
He's just popped up to Home Farm for some more strawberries. He won't be long.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Robert's serving them with scones and cream to the Horrocks.
Oh, so it's bed, breakfast and afternoon tea.
Well, if they're back in the afternoon, yes.
Sounds like a good deal.
It's a very competitive world, David.
I'm sure. What's he up to? Dylan Nels, who's he?
Well, I bought a copy of Borsetshire Life this morning.
Oh, your llama letter. Ruth told me about it. She said you were fuming.
I still am. But this will give me the proof I need as to whether Glenn Whitehouse really is short-staffed or whether his game is more nefarious.
I see. Or rather, I don't.
Well, I came straight back here and talked about the whole thing at length with Tina Horrocks.
Oh, yeah. Robert said you were very pally with your guests.
Well, Tina and I hatched a plan. I've opened an email account in the name of Dylan Nels.
Dylan? Oh, I see. Yes. I see what you've done there.
I'm going to write another letter, only this time about the evils of fly tipping and the despoiling of our beautiful countryside.
Oh, good for you.
And I shall email it to Glenn using the pseudonym. Let's see if he replies this time.
At Elisa and Alice.
Hi, Adam. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, of course. Would you rather wait until I go back to Honeysuckle? Have a coffee there?
No, I'm off into Borchester to meet Holly. But it's okay, I'll call in later.
Well, is it something you can tell me here?
Did Debbie say anything yesterday, before she left?
What about?
Well, I asked her if I could go to Hungary and stay with her.
Uh-huh.
And she said no. She said it would be running away, but she doesn't know what it's like at home.
No, I don't suppose either of us really know what it's been like for you.
I can't stand looking at him or hearing his voice. I don't even want to be in the same room as him.
Yeah, I see.
The only place I feel relaxed is in my room. But then it's just me and my CD player or the TV.
Ian did say you could stay with us for a while if you like.
Yeah, but you two work such long hours. I'd still be on my own most of the time. So I rang Amy and told her how I was feeling and asked her if I could stay with them for a while. But she blew me out.
Oh, come here. What did she say?
That if she were me, she'd stay put so I can keep tabs on what's happening. She said I shouldn't let myself be pushed out.
And she's right, you know. I think that's what I'd be doing in your place.
Would you?
Look, stay put for the moment. Do your own thing, stay out of the way, and any time you're feeling fed up, give me a ring, and if I possibly can, we'll do something together.
All right.
You can count on me. You know that, don't you?
Why didn't you tell me, Adam?
I don't know. Maybe I should have. But it wouldn't have hurt you any less if I had.
No.
And I did what Mum wanted, and she was hoping against hope it would all go away. She didn't want to see you go through this. But now, if you can see your way to staying, for Mum's sake, I'll try and do what big brothers are supposed to. Look out for you, yeah?
Yeah. All right.
Should I heat some of that pasta bake thingy up for you too, Brenda?
No, couldn't eat a thing.
Okay, well, do you mind if I finish it then? I'm starving.
Yeah, fine.
Hey, I saw Fallon earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, she said she and Ed had a great time the other night.
Good.
Apparently this flower seller sold Ed one of those extortionate roses for his pretty girlfriend.
And they both went along with it?
Oh, yeah. She said they've got this pact. If they're both free and single by the time they're 35, they'll marry each other. Don't know why they're bothering.
Tom.
They both clearly want to get it on.
Shut up, will you? Can't concentrate with you wittering on.
What's up?
What am I going to wear?
What for?
For this meeting with Matt Crawford.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's really helpful.
Wear what you're wearing now.
What, jeans and a t-shirt with jacks on it? Oh, yeah. Well,
change the t-shirt for a jumper, obviously.
I'll be roasting. I don't want to go in sweating like a pig with a face like a lobster.
What about a skirt, then, and that greeny coloured top?
I can't wear that. It shows my belly button.
Well, I don't know. What's this meeting about, anyway? You never got round to telling me.
And that's because you've either been at work or extra cricket practice.
You know the match is important.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. It's just... I need some help here.
I'm trying.
I mean, how did he get my mobile number?
Well, Matt, there's loads of people he could have asked.
The thing is, when he rang, he didn't say what he wanted me for. And I was so shocked it was him on the phone, I never thought.
What's your gut feeling?
Churned up.
No, I mean, what's your instinct tell you who's after?
Well,
Oh, you're not still thinking about Mike being Lillian's bit of rough, are you?
Tom!
He's balmy, Brenda, and you know it.
Well, what else could he want with me?
That's what you're going to find out.
Oh, not you and old David.
Oh, I'm just repeating what Bert told me.
Oh, flip it. I deliver her milk, nothing else.
Yeah. If you say so.
Oh, ain't Bert Fry got better things to do than go around tittle-tattling?
You'd think so.
How's it working out for him at Lower Loxley?
Well, he certainly gives the visitors value for money on his tours.
Oh, boring and rigid, is he?
Yeah, well, the tour is still out, let's say. But he's made his own feedback forms.
Oh.
So that he can present Nigel and Elizabeth with evidence of his popularity.
Yeah, he had a pile of them in the ball last night. He and Robert Snell were on about percentages and pie charts.
Oh, poor old Robert. Oh.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, Ruth. You all right?
Fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, can't grumble.
Unlike some in this business.
Ah, well, you see, that's why we all have to get behind this leaflet idea.
There you go, my wife, the evangelist.
Oh, she's right, though.
Absolutely.
Kat rang to say she's interested.
You can count Ed in and all.
Yeah, I spoke to him.
Nah.
He's asked Joe to do the afternoon milking so he can spend all day with us leafleting at the Royal, along with Oliver and his cheese.
Oh, yeah. Has he got a name for it yet, Mike?
Oh, he's getting a bit fed up. Hasn't been one name worth using.
Some of the suggestions on the website are a riot.
Well, I had a thought about a name for a new cheese myself.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know that Yarg?
One of my favourites.
Yeah, well, somebody told me it was their name spelled backwards. Grey, they're called, the cheesemakers.
You what?
It's the name, the surname of the cheesemaker.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, I thought if it works for them.
Yeah,
well,
no, I get it. So what would, Sterling, Gnilret?
No, Oliver backwards.
Revilo.
Oh, well, I was thinking Revilo.
Sorry, Mike, that sounds more like a shampoo.
Oh, well, I can't say I didn't try.
Yeah. Right, well, I better get over to Marnie's. Come on, Biff, hey. Up you get. How long do you think you'll be at your meeting, Ruth?
That was Ailey's attitude to the fake committee this year.
None of us can come up with a big idea for the theme.
Well, you might get some inspiration on the way there.
You think?
No need to ask who that's from, eh, Mike?
Give over.
Is Lillian summoning you to some secret assignation?
Lillian? No. Why should it be? He's got a weird and wonderful imagination, your husband, isn't he?
Weird and wonderful. That's David Archer, all right.
Oh, right. I'd better make a move.
I'd better get ready to face the music, too.
Good luck.
The rates of pay wouldn't be stellar, Brenda, not for a summer work placement.
No.
But in terms of a career investment, it's priceless. It'd be your opportunity to gain valuable skills, get a real advantage over the others graduating in your year. And put a really impressive entry on your CV.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll have to work out the fine details and run the idea past the other board members, but can't see a problem there.
Right.
So, can I take it you're interested then, Brenda?
Yeah, please, Matt, Mr. Crawford. I mean, thanks. Definitely. Yes.
Well, subject to the aforementioned, welcome aboard, Brenda.
Thanks.
See you soon, then.
Oh, right, yeah.
Matt, darling. Yeah. Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hi, Lillian. Bye, and thank you.
See you, Brenda.
I see you've made an offer she can't refuse.
Yeah, she's a good little girl. She'll work hard, and it'll be just as good a deal for us as it is for her. And to what do I owe the pleasure?
Just wanted to pop in to say thanks for organising the decorators for Home Farm.
Ah, sorted then, is it?
Jenny's very relieved, and I'm happy we could help.
Everyone's a winner.
What time will you be home today?
The usual. Supper time. Why?
Oh, just thought I'd pop into Borchester to the shops, that's all.
Okay. See you around 7, then.
Here, Biff.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi.
You're back in good time.
Yeah, the meeting was short and sweet. Thank goodness.
All right. Well, you can start sending them through, then.
Okay. Go on, Matt.
So what happened, then?
Through you go. Well, we all turned up at Peggy's. And Higgs was keeping an eye on Jack in the garden.
Uh-huh.
Come here.
And, everyone sat round the table, very chatty, while we had tea and biscuits.
Yeah?
Then when Peggy asked us for the big idea for the fete, there was this, hush. And we all sat there twiddling our thumbs and looking at each other, in the faint hope that somebody would come up with something.
Yeah, and?
Well, Haley suddenly piped up and said, actually, what if the big idea is that we don't have a big idea this year? Huh. The relief!
Oh, so that's it then?
Yeah.
Great.
I know. So this year we'll have a wonderfully laid-back traditional village fete.
Oh.
Coconut shy, tractor pull, hoopla, face painting, oh. All that kind of stuff, you know. And it'll be fantastic.
Oh, and so say all of us. Right, you can send in the next one.
All right, go on. And Peggy said Eddie's offered to do his town crier thing for the day.
Oh.
Announcing up-and-coming events and competition winners. He's even asked Carrie to make him a costume.
Oh, all sounds good to me. I'm here. Right, well, we'll shed this one off.
Right.
Too much condition. Go on.
So, I can get back to focusing on the Royal and the leaflets and stuff. I'm going to phone Gray and set up that meeting. Now I know who's interested.
Yeah, good idea.
I wondered if you wanted to come too. If you do,
no,
I could
no,
always...
It's all right. Got enough to do with the cricket, and I wanted a chance to see Brian if I can too.
Oh, okay.
Send those Baron news through next, will you?
Okay.
Lovely. I needed that.
Hang on, you've done what?
Matt offered me a job, and I've accepted.
But you can't.
I can and I have.
And what about gourmet grills?
That's weekend work. I can still do that. I'll have to pack in Jack's, though. But Kenton will find somebody else. Emma might want a few more hours.
Hmm. What's he paying you?
He didn't say exactly, but it's bound to be as much as I get at Jack's. More.
It might not be.
Well, let's just see first, shall we?
I bet he only wants you there for eye candy. You know what he's like.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Hi.
He's a slime ball. And God knows what Dad'll say. He's been going on and on at me about working for Brian.
It's just work experience.
He'll get you involved in all sorts of dodgy deals.
I know what he is, Tom. I mean, I was gobsmacked at first. But I can spot a dodgy deal from a sound one.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so, thanks. Anyway, you can't put a price on what I'll earn in a couple of months from Matt Crawford, which I can then use to benefit your business.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be nice if you could be a bit more supportive of me and my career.
I thought we could limber up a little to this, Mike. And then what about a bit of bossa nova before we move on to the tango?
Well, I don't think we're quite ready for a tango.
No?
No, really, I'm not ready for any of this.
Look, what's the matter?
Well, to tell you the truth, Lillian, I was in two minds about coming this afternoon.
Well, I was beginning to wonder whether you'd stood me up. I hadn't heard your van. I was quite surprised when you knocked on the door.
Well, I come on Roy's mountain bike.
On a bike?
Well, isn't it round the back?
Oh, Mike, you've got it bad, haven't you?
It? What?
Paranoia. But how could you and I possibly be having an affair, darling? It's absurd.
Well, it's not that absurd.
And anyway, would you care what people think?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact. My family especially. Might seem absurd to you, but Roy's been on at me twice, and Eddie and Bert have been tittle-tattling.
Oh, well, who listens to that?
It's getting out of hand. So I think we should pack in the lessons.
Pack them in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Mike, you can't desert me now. I'm so close, and we barely touch the Latin steps.
Well, you can always sit them, eh?
Sit them? Darling, I was born to dance salsa music. You have to teach me. There's only a couple of weeks to go to the dinner dance. You can't desert me now.
Lillian.
Please.
All right, then. But we're going to have to be a bit more discreet, eh? No texting and don't keep phoning me.
I promise.
As long as we understand each other.
Whatever you say, darling. Now, can we get on?
Go on, then.
Well, come here, then.
Right.
Lillian!
It's Matt! Oh.
Ah, you're in here.
Afternoon, Matt. Lovely day for it.
For what? What's the sofa doing under the winter?
I lost an earring.
You're wearing both your earrings?
Well, the ones I had in this afternoon, you remember?
Oh, yeah, right.
And Mike was just helping me look for it, weren't you, Mike?
I just called him for the milk money and...
Yeah. That's not one of our CDs, is it?
No, it's one I borrowed from Jenny.
Right, come on, Lillian, get your glad rags on. We're going out somewhere swanky for dinner tonight.
Are we?
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a celebration. And if I can't spend a few hundred quid on my beautiful partner every so often, what's the point in having it, eh? Have a nice evening, mate.
Oh, right, yeah.
Bill us at the end of the month in future, okay.
Oh, just be careful, Brian. Some of the paint's still wet.
When will they be finished?
Oh, they said another couple of hours after lunch should do it.
Who are they? They're not a local firm.
Lillian suggested we use the contract firm that Matt uses. They decorated the office suite for him at the Dower House.
I see. Well, I better make sure they know to send the invoice here.
I'll let you sort that out.
Well, it looks very good. You've chosen a lovely blue for the walls.
I wanted to go for something soothing. It's warmer than a lot of the blues. And it's picked up in the curtains and the blind.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we'd put the bed there, as it was when Phoebe used to stay in this room. I've ordered it and it should arrive this afternoon.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, they keep their promise. It was as close as possible to the one that you described in Germany.
Oh, good.
And if we put the wardrobe and the chest of drawers at this end of the room, then there'll be plenty of space on the floor here for his roadmap for his toy cars.
I brought a lot of his clothes back with me and some of his toys. I left most of those till next week when I bring him home.
Yeah, that was probably wise.
What about bedside lamp?
Well, there's the one that Phoebe had. You know, the one that makes shadows of animals on the ceiling. Unless you think that's too young.
No, I think he'd love it. I'll pop into Underwood's myself this afternoon. Maybe one or two other things come to mind while I'm there.
Yeah, right.
Well, you've done a wonderful job. I'm sure he'll settle in.
Oh, I hope so.
Thank you, Jenny.
Robert!
Oh, hi, Lindy.
Oh, those fly tippers have a lot to ask.
Yeah, they made a real mess of this when I came to look. Broken branches all down this side.
No.
And here, look, where they just barged through to dump the rubble.
Oh, well, they survived, you think?
Well, with a bit of judicious pruning.
Good.
Are you back for a spot of lunch?
Yes, and to check my emails, and guess what?
Well, go on, I can see you're dying to tell me.
It was just as I suspected. Dylan Nels, my alter ego, has had a courtesy reply from Borsetshire Life to my email and letter.
Really?
And what's more, it's from Glenn Whitehouse himself.
Well, well.
I feel totally vindicated. I knew he'd blacklisted me. I'd had my suspicion from the start, of course, but once Tina had lavished praise on my little literary offering about Salieri, I knew he hadn't published the letter on purpose, out of spite.
Well done you, Lindy, for finding him out.
Thank you. Do you know when the Horrocks will be back? I can't wait to tell Tina.
Well, they're in their room now.
Oh, I'll go up and give them a knock.
I wouldn't.
Oh?
There's a bit of a fly in the ointment, I'm afraid.
Robert, what's the matter?
Well, they're cutting their holiday short and going home a day early.
No! Why?
Well, didn't give a reason, just went upstairs to pack.
Oh, how disappointing.
Well, these things happen, I suppose.
Well, after everything you've done for them, you've cooked them some beautiful breakfasts, all fresh, local, organic produce, and the cream teas. I don't know what to say.
Or me. I don't think I could have done any more.
You seem satisfied.
I know.
You don't think she was lying about my writing, do you? She seemed genuinely interested.
No, I'm sure not.
But perhaps that's it. I asked too much of her on her holiday and we're suffering the consequence. Do you think that's it, Robert? Is it my fault?
No, not at all, Lindy. She seemed very genuinely interested to me, too. And look, the Horrocks haven't said why they're leaving. They could have any number of reasons for going back to Manchester.
Well, yes, you're right, of course.
You can't win them all, eh?
No.
Onward and upward, eh?
Yes. Oh, Robert. Good for you. That's the spirit.
Okay, so what should we say? 11-ish? Yeah, we should get to Fawcett Magna in plenty of time. Okay, Kenton, you check with Alistair and get back to me. All right, then. Yeah, cheers.
Hi, Adam. Can I come in?
Hello, Alice.
Here you go.
Ah, thank you. All right, want the body of a 20-year-old. Just buy him a drink and take him home.
Happy birthday, old man.
Thank you. Mm.
Where's the cake Ian made you? Can I see?
Yeah, it's under that silver thing.
Let's have a look. Wow, he's good, isn't he?
Mm. Why don't you come down, join us later. We're going to have a birthday tea about 4-ish.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I mean it.
Oh, no, honestly.
Ian will be happy to see you too. You won't be intruding on anything.
Well, I'm going out anyway.
If you're sure.
But you can save me some cake.
Oh, of course.
What else are you doing?
Well, Ian's got the night off, so we're going for a meal.
That's it?
That's enough for me.
It's such a shame. It's your 40th birthday, for goodness sake.
So it goes.
It's not fair. You should be having a big party, like I did for my 18th. And we should be making a big fuss of you, and you should be feeling really special.
It doesn't matter, Alice, honestly.
No, it matters to me. It's never going to come round again.
Well, other birthdays were.
Yeah, but not this one.
It's no big deal, really.
He's got no idea how all this is affecting all of us. He's oblivious.
Alice.
He's back now, did you know? From Ireland. Full of praise for Mum, buttering her up over decorating the bedroom. You can't wait for next week.
Alice, it's not good for you, you know. All this hate.
I bet he hasn't even spoken to you about the farm, has he? How hard you're working while he swans about.
Alice, listen to me. While you're busy making Brian suffer, you're only hurting yourself.
If you say let it go and move on, I'll never forgive
you. I'm not saying that. Of course I know it's not that easy, but I'm concerned for you and for Mum.
But why weren't we enough for him, Adam?
I don't know the answer to that. I can't answer for Brian and... Well, I'm not going to defend him to you either.
Yeah, well, good, because you couldn't.
But just think of Mum. This is a massive thing she's undertaken. It's taking a real effort of will on her part.
I know. That's what Debbie keeps saying.
Yeah, well, you know what she's like. She wants to do the right thing as far as possible for everyone. She's always happiest when she can see that we're all happy. And she never thinks twice about making sacrifices for any one of us, does she?
No. I know.
So, all I'm asking is that you just give her a bit of a break. Rise above it and support her.
Well, I'm not going out of my way for him.
No, and I'm not asking you to. Deb is right. Just do it for Mum.
Hello?
Robert, could you give me a hand with this tray, please? I'll give the cloth a shake.
I've just checked out the Horrocks.
Have you?
And Tina sends you her best wishes.
Does she?
She'll email you, she said.
Well, I don't know whether I'll have the time to reply.
Well, I'm sure you will when I tell you how much they've enjoyed their stay.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They were so sorry at having to go home early.
Oh! Robert, did they say why?
Yes. Turns out that Tina's mother was looking after their dog and its pups have decided to put in an early appearance.
Oh, I see. Well, they wouldn't want to miss that, of course.
And they don't want to leave the elderly mother to cope on her own.
No, well, that makes perfect sense.
Just look what Tina's written in the guest book.
Delightful house and gardens. Wonderful home cooking. Beautiful countryside with so much to see. Oh.
And they won't hesitate to recommend us to family and friends. Look.
Oh, that's marvellous, Robert.
Did you know she was a writer, Linda?
I thought you said she was a receptionist.
She is, but years ago she used to write short stories for a women's magazine, her husband said.
No.
Before reality bit, and they needed her to earn a full-time salary.
That's why she was so knowledgeable.
And she actually doesn't mind too much about cutting the holiday short, because you've inspired her to begin work again on her novel.
Have I really?
Come on. Let's go and put the kettle on. We can finish off those strawberries.
Good idea.
Here's to the next lot of guests, eh? Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, whatever they may be. Anything but writers.
Oh, it's a shame I'm so busy. I won't have time to involve myself with the guests quite so much in the future.
Don't worry, Linda. I'll find a way to cope. Hello, Ash. No, don't go.
Well, I've got to be somewhere.
All right, well, I mean, finish your coffee at least.
I can get one at college.
Well, I was hoping to see you.
What for?
But I'm popping into Borchester. I wondered if you'd like to come with me.
Hardly.
I thought you might be able to give me a hand.
A hand? Doing what?
Well, I'm going in to buy some bits and pieces for Rory's bedroom, just to help him feel at home.
No, I'd rather not, thanks.
I thought you might want to help me choose what to buy.
Well, I don't know him. How could I help?
Well, you might have a better idea than I do about what little children like.
Well, I don't know any little kids his age.
Well, you could come anyway. Choose something for yourself. For your room, then.
Well, I'm going to South Africa in a couple of months. I don't need anything for my room. I won't be in it much longer.
Well, perhaps we could have a think about what you'll need for your trip.
Dad, stop it, will you? Stop trying to bribe me.
I'm not. It's just an excuse to spend some time together before Rory arrives.
But don't you get it? I don't want to spend time with you. You know, I almost went to Hungary this week to stay with Debbie.
Well, yes, so your mother said, and I'm jolly glad you did.
And the only reason I'm still here is because of Mum.
And I'm very grateful. I know how important it is to her.
What do you know about how she feels?
Alice.
You know, if you really cared about how she felt, she wouldn't be in this situation now, would she? Having to look after Siobhan Hathaway's kid.
Alice, you can hate me all you want, I understand, but don't hate Rory.
Rory? He's nothing to do with anything! I hate you. Not because of him, but because you went behind Mum's back and shagged his mother in the first place.
Alice,
how could you?
Darling.
How could you come back home smelling of her and look Mum in the eyes and lie?
I love your mother and I love you.
Oh, why should I believe that?
Because it's true.
But don't you see? You're a proven liar. How can I tell whether anything you say is the truth?
That I love your mother? Well, that's always been true. And what I did or didn't do doesn't make it any the less true.
How did you become such a good liar? I mean, did it take practice? I mean, what other lies have you told me or Mum? So how does anyone do this to people they say they love?
I was wrong, Alice. I wish it had never happened, but it did. Don't know what else to say to you.
It didn't happen. It was what you did.
Yes.
I don't know who you are anymore. You're not my dad.
I'm the same person I ever was.
No, you're not. You're just a weak, pathetic liar.
I'm a human being with failings like everyone else.
Yeah? Why did you have to do it? You did all that and still expect me to welcome this kid to my home.
I expect it of you because I know you. I know you can find it in you to be generous to him.
You see? You don't know me anymore either. You think you can make me do anything.
Alice.
Yeah, well, I can't do it. You've hurt Mum so badly and you've hurt me. I don't want to listen to any more of this.
All right.
You want to bring your son to live here, then I can't stop you. But don't expect me to welcome him in.
And tonight at 7, Alice shows her stubborn side. Even more of it. The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Solazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watt. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.